The place? Jerusalem. The time? December, just a little BC. The situation? Terrible. A city occupied by Rome. Everywhere, misery and oppression. The people. But wait. Perhaps you should come and see for yourself. In their deep misery, the people of Jerusalem console themselves with one great hope. For centuries, their prophets had told them of God's promise to send them a savior to set them free. Perhaps the promised Messiah would come now. Though many, beaten and weary, could not find the strength to believe any longer, still, many, many more hoped for his arrival with each new day. Such a man was Simeon, a kind and much respected elder who was close to God and had been promised that he would not die before he had seen the face of the Anointed One. Thank you. Simeon's life was drawing to a close. A baby was born, not in Jerusalem, but in a small village a few miles away called Bethlehem. Joseph, a carpenter from Nazareth, and his wife Mary went to Bethlehem to pay their taxes. And as it was late, too late to make the return journey, they looked for accommodation for the night, only to discover that the village inns were completely full. The only place they could find to rest was a humble stable. And it was there, in the middle of the night, that the baby was born. He seemed to be a very special child, and Mary and Joseph knew that this was the child that had been promised. And they called him Jesus. Imagine, if you can, the joy in their hearts as they watched their beautiful child.
Bright and sunny, yawning now.
Joseph to take Jesus up to the temple in Jerusalem to say thank you to God. In those days, even a short journey took quite a long time, and care had to be taken against possible dangers. They must prepare to go. Joseph journeyed with their child to Jerusalem. Simeon went about his goodly life, praying earnestly that he might see the promise fulfilled, but never, never doubting that it would be. But it must be soon, he felt. It must be soon.
Thank you.
As Mary and Joseph came into the temple to offer their sacrifice, to give thanks to God, Simeon knew God's promise had been fulfilled. And as he took the baby Jesus in his arms, his heart was filled with great joy. Here was the King of Jerusalem, the Savior of the world.